you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. You'll learn about adding Legos to your investment portfolio and how to sell them like a reselling arbitrage ninja. We talk about how to spot a good set to invest in and then how to get rid of them and cash in. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja Go, Jeremy Stark.
Hey Lego investors, Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips, your place where to find Lego investing help for you. So I just wanted to introduce myself and what this channel is about. Ultimately, what I'd like to do is just help you find some good deals, know how to know if it's a good deal with Legos, because you can, you know, buy Legos at any price and anything. Obviously, getting the best price for it is going to give you the best return on your investment. But this stuff is real. I do this full time. I do Lego investing pretty much as it's a full-time gig. However, it's only part-time hours for me. So I do have other things that I do as well, but it is a full-time income for most people. So it's something that anybody can do, whether you just want to start out as a really small investor, maybe to just get a few Legos and then maybe sell them locally so that you can use it to buy more Legos. That's how a lot of people get started. But, you know, I want to give you the information if you ever wanted to make the jump from that and to really go into it a little bit further and a little bit deeper. Myself, you know, I sell on all the online marketplaces, Amazon, eBay. I even do some local Facebook market stuff that I have somebody else do for me. But it's really just one of the things that I've been doing for quite some time, and I really enjoy it. I want to help people out. I've done a few webinars as well, as far as, you know, teaching this. I love teaching stuff like this, investing and just learning how to actually resell things, because that's really the tricky part too. So you need somebody to kind of help you sometimes. I know there's a large community of other Lego investors. I mean, I am not competing with them or anything. All of us kind of are in a community together, and I really like that community feel to it. I don't want to think of anybody as competition. You know, always do your due diligence. Whether I say something, whether somebody else, another channel, another website, all these other things are going to be coming at you with different information. You have to be able to get all that information and do your due diligence to make sure that you're getting the best for yourself, because everybody's at different levels. Everybody's at different investment money, how much they can go in with things. So there's no really small, big, or anything as far as, you know, somebody's going to know everything about all of it, because there isn't. Some, you know, myself, I love Legos. I actually play with Legos. I have a bunch of Legos myself. So I do have a little kind of in me as well, where I'm also, you know, some of the sets that I really like. I'm a very smart investor. So if there's something that doesn't make sense, I'm not going to buy it. So I believe in much data. The more data that you have, the better you are to make a decision. So I crunch numbers like crazy. I'm always looking at spreadsheets, looking at different tools and all the other little things to help me to find the deals. And I would love to just help you and teach you how to do that. Great. I hope you got a nice look at my dusty little storage facility with tons and tons of boxes of Legos down there. That's just one of the places I have that I keep them. I have another big storage facility locally that I use. And then obviously I have some stuff in Amazon warehouses, and I also have a third party shipment fulfillment company that I use as well. Those are all little things. You know, I'll help you guys out with that. I'm going to give you all some information on what I do, what works for me, you know, and some help for that. All right. So one of the software that I recommend, if you're really heavy in the Amazon FBA space. This software is called Inventory Labs. It does a great job. Don't really do much with it. I just plug in all my inventory cost, and then my accountant, my bookkeeper, just pulls all the numbers every month for me and does a nice little QuickBooks thing and everything. So I get that each and every month. But this should just give you an idea. Let me just pop in a different little screen here so I'm not blocking everything. So I just typed in Lego in here. I think I started with this software in 2016, 2015, I think. I don't know. It's been quite a number of years since this has been out. But before I started out, I did spreadsheets. And that's really a good way to start out if you can't really do this. But I mean, as you can see, these are just some of the Legos that I've sold over the years and the return on investment, which I paid for them, you know, profit margins, all that stuff. This software does a great job. If you don't have it, you know, and you are a big Amazon seller and you want to keep track of your inventory, your bookkeeper and your accountant will really love it because this really gives them that number that they need for their COGS or your cost of goods sold. Now that you've seen some proof here, I just want to extend myself to you guys. I'm going to come out with videos. I'm going to try to come out with at least 1 to 2 videos a week, if not more. I also have a website. It's called brickflips.com if you wanted to go check that out as well. We're just starting to put some articles out there. I really have a passion for this, but I'm just, you know, getting everything started and everything. Also, I'm going to be doing a podcast as well where it's basically going to be from my videos. So if you're more of a listener and you don't want to actually watch a video, but you want to listen to it, then my podcast will be perfect for you when I get that set up as well. And all that will be available. You can take a look at everything on my website, like I said, and I'll also have the links down and all the show notes and everything else with YouTube and all that stuff. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and just let me know if you have any questions.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.